Okay, guys, welcome to this episode of Lunchtime Chat. Here we talk about Wii U. We speak about the merits of turning both Chris and Neil into drug mules. And best of all, we make fun of Neil. We do it that every episode now, but this episode is great. We also have our friend Derek. We've been trying to get him on for a couple weeks, and he's finally on. Thanks for listening. You can follow us at Lunchtime Chat. That's on Twitter. That's at Lunchtime Chat. No space or brackets, just one long word, man. Follow us. We'll start asking questions in a couple weeks once we get a decent following. Thanks for listening in, and we hope you enjoy the episode.
Reporting for duty.
All right, that's good. The backup Skype recorder is doing its job. I don't know about the one I'm using right now. Like, the main one I use, Pamela, that's not even, like, I might actually have to uninstall that, reinstall it, because it's giving me issues. But the main one I'm using is recording just fine, so, all right. I can edit this part out. Okay, guys, welcome to the fourth episode of Lunchtime Chat. We don't have the full cast today. Chris isn't here. Neil isn't here. But we do have Katarina. Say hey, Katarina.
Meh.
All right. And we also have, I've been trying to get him on for a while now, my great friend Derek. What's up, Derek?
Hey, yo.
Yeah. Okay, on, we don't really have a schedule for today's episode. But let's start off with the basics game we've been playing. Start off, Derek.
Well, one game I've really enjoyed, very simple, to the point. McPixel, $4.99 on Steam, I believe. The most random game of all time, if you'd ever played it. I'm pretty sure you haven't. If you haven't, you should. Basically, you're this guy, and it's a point and click, and you have to try to defuse bombs, but it's like in the craziest ways. Like, maybe the bomb is the clown's stomach and you'd have to take a flower, shove it up a kid's butt, make him fly around a few times and fly into the clown's face, fall down his esophagus and blow up, and you saved everything. And if not, you blow up.
That sounds good. Katarina, you've been playing Pokemon White 2. How you been enjoying that?
Pretty good. There's not much else to say about it. I mean, it's Pokemon. How can you not like it?
Oh, yeah. I've been playing Borderlands. It's just Borderlands. You get guns, and you get the loots. You go out, you beat the skags and the bandits and the badass bandits, and you loot, and then you look at your loot, and then you say, you know what? I want better loot. And you go out and you loot some more, and that's it. I've been playing Dishonored, though. Like, that's what I've been playing in the past couple of days. And I have to say, great game. Great game. Like, Dishonored's open world system, it's sort of like broken out segments where you have this main mission hub where you can go and you can get your equipment, like, duped out. You can spend their money there. I'm not sure if they call it coins or if it's just, like, bronze points or whatever. But you go, you spend your money, you upgrade your gear. Then they take you to this, like, open-world parlor. And once you reach this open-world parlor, you pretty much just walk around, and you can plan your assassins. You can do side missions. And then if you do the side missions, it will help you plan out your assassins. Like, not the first mission, in the second mission, you meet this old lady called Granny Rags. And Granny Rags asks you to poison the water supply of this bandit group or group of ruffians that have been harassing her. And if you actually, you don't have to do it, they don't force you to do anything, but if you do it in a mission after that, the leader of the gang will offer to kill your targets for you if you find the guy. Like, he sent off a spy to go and find out who's been encroaching on his territory. And because you poisoned the water supply in the last mission, he'll send you off to do that. And if you go and do it, he'll kill the guys you killed for you. A big problem with it, though, is it doesn't have auto-saving. meaning you have to save it constantly, or else when you die, and trust me, you can die easily, you just won't be able to be swamped by like 4 or 5 enemies and live. No, you'll die. When you die, it wipes you back. It brings you back to the start of the mission. That's the only time I actually autosave, so you're going to be having to save constantly during the mission. But other than that, it's a great game. I like it. I'm doing completely stealth playthrough, which I suggest you do. Derek, it's on Steam. Go and check it out if you got some disposable income. Katarina, I suggest you check it out because it's great. It's great. It's something new. Yeah, I guess that's about it.
Sounds like a riot.
Yeah. So, Derek, I wanted to talk to you about shooters. Have you seen the new Call of Duty Black Ops 2 news?
I have. And to be honest, in a way, I'm impressed, but in a way, I'm not impressed. Because it feels like all they ever want to do with their multiplayer is revamp it. And people lately have been getting tired of Call of Duty's multiplayer. If you could check for yourself, the ratings every year is getting lower and lower and lower, whether it be from Modern Warfare 2 to Modern Warfare 3 or changing from Black Ops to Modern Warfare 3. They just keep seeing the same stuff over and over again with a few tweaks here and there. And that just comes with people only playing the game from a multiplayer. I know people with like 100 gamer score on Xbox or whatever, because they just don't play the campaign. And I think that if people got back to that single player mentality, they would appreciate multiplayer a lot more. They appreciate the game a lot more. But I'm impressed with their engine. It looks really good and it's real smooth. And just the fact that they actually are still able to come up with new ideas after all these years is just amazing to me. But I think they should take it in a new direction instead of just futuristic type shooter, because that seems to be the direction everyone's heading right now.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've been playing a lot of futuristic type shooters. I've been playing Blacklight Retribution. I've been playing, I'm not sure if Tribes count, because Tribes seems more of an Unreal Tournament sort of deal. But I've been playing that. I've been playing MechWarrior Online. I'm not sure if I'm breaking my non-disclosure agreement, but I've been playing that. I'm waiting for them to make Metro Last Light come out. I'm not sure if that will count as futuristic, since it's like dystopian post-apocalyptic world, but it's based in the future, so I guess technically it counts? I don't know. There's also Crisis 3, that sort of futuristic soldier, since now they let you have access to like alien weapons and stuff like that, plus that armor suit. What else? What's coming out? Medal of Honor. That's going to be sort of futuristic, because that's going to get. It's not like it's a couple years futuristic. It's weapons they're working on and stuff like that for Medal of Honor. So yeah, I get what you're saying. I get how that's going to get old and really fast.
Yeah.
Games that came out this week. XCOM, Enemy Unknown. Have you heard about that?
Faintly.
Faintly?
Faintly. I can recollect it, but I haven't seen too much of it.
Well, XCOM, Enemy Unknown, it's pretty much a strategy game. It's turn-based strategy, and I love turn-based strategy. It's like action-y, except, you know, more slow pace, and I sort of like that. And if you're into it, you've been following it, and it came out this week, and I played the demo for it, and I like the demo, but I don't know about actually going out and getting the game. I'm not exactly too motivated for it. I mean, I'm still playing Civilization V, Gods and Kings, and I'm enjoying that. That's pretty much satisfying my needs for turn-based strategy when they do pop up. And they don't pop up that much, so whatever.
I'll check that out. Sounds interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty good game. It's good. It's just I'm not that interested in it. Yeah. Let's see. All right, we're 9 minutes into this. Let's try and stretch this out for an hour. Let's see. What's going on in today's news? Oh, the Wii U's almost out. I never got your opinion about the Wii U. What do you think about it, Derek?
I think it's a big step, because it really brings out more functions that they could possibly do with the Wii. I used to have a Wii, but I got so bored with it that I had to trade it in within a year, year and a half. And I kind of wish I didn't do it now, because they came out with the Wii U, but they're bringing handheld gaming to a new step by incorporating it with the system. I know PlayStation and Sony have done a little bit with it with the PSP, but it wasn't as successful as I believe the Wii U will be. And after all these new Nintendo DSs or whatever, I'm getting a little tired of it, because it's just too similar. So this will definitely be a big step for them, big money maker, and I'd love to play it.
Personally, I'm not interested in the Wii U. I'm not too excited about it. Just, it's not a big thing for me, because like, the Wii U is the start of next-gen gaming, but the thing with the Wii U, it has some old tech. It has tech from 2009, 2010, and that's respectable, and that's a lot more powerful than, like, the PS3 and PS4 of today. But when it plays, not the PS3 and PS4, but the Xbox 360 and PS3, but when the next Xbox comes out, or when the PlayStation 4 comes out, like, the Wii U is going to be, again, it's going to be outdated, but I don't know if that's going to work for the Wii U, because that means Nintendo can drop the price of its console, since it has older technology, and probably get more units out there. And if there are more units out there, Nintendo has correct third-party support, then Nintendo can probably just... Oh, okay, Chris is here. I don't know. Then Nintendo can probably just sell more units.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nintendo can just sell more units, and that will probably make third-party devs come to Nintendo faster. And Nintendo just the Wii U just might end up becoming the two-on console of the. You know how like the Xbox is the default console of this generation, is the console you have to have if you want to play a majority of the games.
Most definitely.
Yeah, the Wii U could be that. I'm not too sure though. Nintendo has to play its cards right. Go ahead.
What Nintendo has to do. They're not big on embracing the next thing. And the problem I have with that is, like, once they switched to the next generation with making the Wii, they still kept a lot of the old engines. Like, if you play something like Madden on GameCube, PlayStation 2, or Xbox, and then the next generation leap into the Wii, 360, and PS3, the PS3 and the Xbox 360, they both got completely different engines that completely revolutionized how realistic gaming was. And Nintendo just stayed the same. They kept those old engines. And I feel like they're not really embracing the new technology that we have today, and that's what's really killing them on game sales, not as far as console sales.
Personally, I don't think... I think the reason Nintendo keeps its own consoles is because Nintendo is just sort of afraid of moving on. Nintendo, truthfully speaking, we're in a new generation, and we're pretty youthful guys. People don't like change, but the world is changing, and a company like Nintendo's old. The guys who run Nintendo are 50-year-old men in business suits with graying hair who are, personally speaking, afraid of change. They don't want to see the market change.
It also makes you think who else is going to like take over eventually.
Chris is here.
Those guys die.
Yeah, it makes you wonder who's going to take over next, because the old men in suits can't be running Nintendo for that much longer. No. They can't just be watching Nintendo. No, it's going to change. And I want to see where Nintendo will go once the old guys are removed and it has some new young blood who are sort of in tune. Not like they obviously won't be completely in tune with like the changing market. But if they're just a little bit in tune, Nintendo could probably become a lot more successful than Sony and Microsoft, because Microsoft isn't selling a console. They're not selling a gaming system anymore. They're selling a multimedia hub. Microsoft's, yeah, that's what they're selling. And Sony, I don't even know what Sony's trying to sell anymore. Sony's confusing with its marketing. Sony, I don't think Sony knows what it's trying to sell by itself, so.
Yeah, well, I see that with your examples of how Microsoft and Sony both have their audiences in a way. Nintendo, with their latest console, let's just say the Wii. I mean, because we all know the Wii is coming out, but their latest console has been the Wii since, like, what, the release of the GameCube? And I feel that with the Wii, it didn't attract as much people as they thought it would. Because
no, the Wii was a huge success. Out of all consoles, it's in the race. And the Wii went out to the casual market. But the thing is, the Wii didn't attract the hardcore market. They didn't attract the guys they thought they would attract. They attract the casual market, and casual markets are the guys who was like, oh, what? I can use this controller. I can hit the screen, and the ball will move on the other side. That's cool.
That's what
they attracted. And because they attracted those people, because they capitalized on those guys, like, they left the hardcore market, and the hardcore market just doesn't care about the Wii. And because of that, the Wii U might suffer.
The Wii was like a silly.
To go out and buy the Wii U. But everybody else will probably sit back and wait a year or two before they decide to go out and get a Wii U. They'll probably be waiting for games to come out to the Wii U, because I'm not saying the Wii U doesn't have games. It does. But most of the games the Wii U is getting are games that are coming out on the PS3 and Xbox 360, and most people aren't going to go out and get a new, like, even if Black Ops 2 looks better on the Wii U, which it does, and it plays better on Wii U, which it does, nobody's going to go out and buy a Wii U just for Black Ops 2.
No.
You might be mistaken, because, they might throw in Black Ops 2, like one of those combo packages where you can buy your Wii U and it comes with Black Ops 2, you know?
Yeah, they might do that, but people won't exclusively play Black Ops 2 for the Wii U, though.
Oh, yeah? Some people might. Like, when I bought...
You would go out and... Look, Chris, look, you're an average consumer, right?
Yeah.
Because that's who Black Ops main sells to. It sells to hardcore fans, but most of its sales comes from casual consumers, guys who buy one or two video games a year, and they're usually the big video games that everybody are getting, and then they play that for the entire year, right?
Yeah,
that's who Black Ops is not aimed towards, but that's who Black Ops mainly draws, right? Now you're that average consumer, and you go into your store, and you see three consoles. You see PS3 and Xbox 360s, two consoles you already have, but then you also see one for the Wii U. Are you going to buy the Wii U one?
Well,
no, because you already have an Xbox 360 or a PS3 at home.
Because if you've already got one of these consoles, why buy a whole other console for a game that you can get on one you already own?
Yeah.
Like, they're mainly ports, unless the Wii U gets some dedicated third-party support. Not just, like, ports. I'm talking about third parties that develop either exclusively for the Wii U or develop specialized versions for the Wii U.
Yeah. Unless the Wii U comes out with, like, if they update it to a certain version or add something to it that'll give it more appeal than it does, then they might. Because, see, when you were asking me that question, would I rather buy a Wii U or would I keep what I already have, it just came down to that age-old question, is what I could get better than what I have. So it just comes down to that, is what I could get better than what I have, and then you add a game to it, you know?
Yeah, I get that. Okay. Derek, I know you're a friend of Dead Space.
Yeah.
You're a friend of Dead Space.
We all love Dead Space here.
Yeah, we all love Dead Space here. Neil wants to join. Let me add him to the conference call. Crap. Hold
Where's
on.
Katarina?
Okay, hold on. Let me let Neil know this. Let me let know. You guys keep on talking.
To expand on that whole Wii thing, one thing is they focus too much on that casual gamer. And they really abandoned their market, which I believe used to be adventure gamers. Because the GameCube, if you had a GameCube, I'm pretty sure 70% of your collection was adventure games.
Yeah.
And you'd play it over and over and over. The playability on those things is timeless. And now that they've left that back to these casual games, all it is now is a lot of mini games, a lot of kids games. And the thing is, little kids, they want the 360 and the PS3 because they want Call of Duty. They want that social status that comes with having those games.
Yeah.
And with the Wii, the people who are going to buy the Wii are those parents who want either A, their kids to get in shape and get involved in movement, which won't even happen, or B,
guys.
They see all they know is Nintendo, because I can name 1,000 parents off the back of my hand that could walk into a room and be like, turn off that Nintendo, and they're playing a freaking Xbox. So that's all they see, and that's what they're going to get.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's sad to see a great company like them just go down the drain just to satisfy one group of people.
Let's not forget the fact that casual gamers, they're not going to see the value of the Wii U. They're going to say, okay, what's this? I already have the other one. Why should I get this one? Why should I go out and spend another $300? Because remember when the Wii came out, it was like 250, right? 250, 260?
Yeah.
Yeah, when the Wii came out, it was $250, $260. They're going to say, why should I put down another $300 for something either A, my kid barely plays anymore? Because right now, who actually plays their Wii?
Not really anymore, honestly.
Yeah. My little sister's using her Wii as like this coaster that she puts her drinks on.
You guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you fine, Neil.
You turned your Wii into a coaster.
Yeah, that's pretty much its only use.
That's sad.
That's pretty much what she's using it for right now.
That's an expensive coaster.
Yeah.
$250 coaster.
Yeah, but that's what my little sister's using it for right now. And, like, they're either A, happy with the Wii they have now, B, aren't using their Wii, or C, don't really want another Wii. They don't want that.
Yeah.
And I don't think that Nintendo's going to have to sell, like, to their hardcore market first if they want to do the Wii U. Like, they're going to have to look laser-guide. They're going to have to be more focused than Sony. And, let's not say more focused than Sony. They're going to have to be more focused than Valve. Like, they're going to have to be dead set on who they want to draw in for initially, right? But I don't think they're doing that, because if you look at the games on the Wii U, they have some hardcore games, quote-unquote hardcore games. But it's not that much. It's not that much. I mean, I'm looking at the Wii U games right now, and there's only one game I'm actually interested in the Wii U, and that's because I can't get it anywhere else, and that's Epic Mickey 2.
Yeah.
That's Epic Mickey 2. I played Epic Mickey 1 on the Wii, and I loved it. The idea of another one, except with a tablet, it's great.
Yeah, well, Steven, to elaborate on your idea you said earlier about your using of the Wii, like, for example, how many of your consoles that you currently own do you still use that came out, I don't know, at least 5 years ago? Like,
none.
Think of, like, how often do you say, oh, I remember when I played this, let me go play this. And then think about how many times you say the same thing for your Wii, you know? I mean, in a certain way to word it, if you use your old consoles more in the future, it tells you how much better that console was than some others. Like, how much more do you use your GameCube than you use your I don't know, your PlayStation 2? And you might have used your PlayStation 2 more, so that shows that you probably prefer your PlayStation 2 than your GameCube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alright, so we've talked about the Wii U. One thing I wanted to talk about was we sort of bring back topic on here. I actually wanted to talk about Dead Space with Derek, because, of course, Derek wasn't here when we talked about Dead Space.
Yeah.
Yeah. We talked about COD while you weren't here. Sorry, man. You missed out on the COD discussion, both of you.
It's okay.
Oh, yeah. So, we want to talk about Dead Space. Derek, have you seen what they're doing to Dead Space, man? Have you seen what they're doing to the series we all love?
Are they destroying it by doing things that they shouldn't be doing?
Like, I don't want to say this because people might get mad, but imagine what Capcom did to Resident Evil 6, except scale down a little bit.
Why are they trying to ruin our lives?
They're not trying to ruin our lives. They're trying to get out there to the, like, to the mass market consumers.
To the hardcore gamers.
No, it's not the hardcore gamers. Me and you.
No, the Call of Duty players. You know.
Like, they're trying to get out to the casual gamers, and I just don't like that. I don't like the fact. I know the fact that these games cost millions of dollars, and they're afraid of losing money. But they shouldn't. In the first place, they shouldn't be spending millions of dollars to make these games. A game like Dead Space. What?
Did they really need to? Like, wouldn't it suck if they didn't?
No. You don't need to spend, $30, $40, $50 million to make a game. You don't need to spend that much money. You don't need to spend that much money to make a game. You don't need to. Look, Neil. Me, Chris, and Derek, we're all Steam gamers. We all know about the indie scene, right?
Yeah.
All right. Derek, do you have any AAA games in your Steam library?
I'm not sure. I just download a lot of stuff.
From a major publisher.
I had Modern Warfare 3 just to test the PC graphics, everything on it. It was pretty good.
Okay.
That weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, that free weekend.
We played on that weekend.
Yeah. Me and Chris played on that free weekend for Modern Warfare 3.
That was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Like, I should have added you then. Damn, we would have played together. Let's see. Hold on, we're losing track of ourselves. Neil, you don't see the indie scene like me, Derek, or Chris do. You're not on Steam. If you go on Steam, Neil, right, these indie games, they're developed by... Hold on. I'm not chastising you. I'm not trying to say you don't have to be on Steam, Neil. I'm just saying, on Steam, there's a huge indie scene. You can go on Steam, take $10, and get a good game. If you know what you're looking for, you can get a good game that's going to give you just as good or maybe even a better experience, not in the same way as a AAA game, in a different way, but it's still going to be a good to great experience for just as long.
Yeah.
For $40 to $50 less.
I understand.
Yeah, you understand, right?
But
so I don't really see
much PC gaming on what I have.
All right, Neil. Looks like we won't be able to talk about this at all to you.
He doesn't understand.
I come with like an empty hand.
Whatever, Neil.
Neil, you need to expand your ideologies and library of video games.
Ideologies and libraries are not closed.
Look, Neil, the console, right? And this is one of the reasons, like, who's going to get a console, a next-gen console, right away?
I didn't say the day it comes out, but I would like wait at least a month before I got it.
Oh yeah, Neil. So Neil's gonna get it right away. Chris, are you gonna get one right away?
One more.
Next gen? Not really. No.
What about you, Derek?
Nope.
It's very unlikely that I get one right away. It depends on what games are on it.
Nope.
It's not about the games. It's not about the games. He said next gen console, not next gen games.
Yes, but it is about the game, because what is a console without games?
Neil's right about what is a console.
It's not
just games,
specific
Neil.
Games. Think of it's not like every game is going to be only for a certain console. I'm sure you could pick up like the same game for a different console. Yeah, maybe there's sure some exceptions. Some are only for PlayStation.
We're talking about exclusive. Like, if it was the PS4, I am about 70% sure it's going to be an exclusive, because that's just how Sony is.
Actually, no. Sony's a completely different company. That's how Microsoft is, because.
I mean, of course, Microsoft is like that.
Oh, Sony has more exclusives than Microsoft. Like, I think Microsoft's only exclusive right now is probably Halo and Fable, and Fable is pretty much dead because I think they recently did a rail shooter version of Fable, and that tank, I think that got like average Metacritic score of like a 30 or whatever. So Fable's pretty much dead. So that means the only exclusive Microsoft has right now is probably Gears. And
I love Gears, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. Gears is a good
those
game.
Those are two exclusives Microsoft has, while Sony has... What does Sony have? It has Uncharted. It's getting The Last of Us. It has... Not Metal Gear. That went multi-platform recently. It used to be exclusive, though. It used to be very exclusive. What else has Sony got?
No, I can't really think of any.
What?
Little Big Planet.
Yeah, Little Big Planet is great. I freaking love that game. Like, Sony's got decent exclusive. It's got
Microsoft, Neil, because Microsoft, they took what was it, Street Fighter Cross Tekken? The bonus characters for that game, they were going to make you pay Microsoft points to get them. But on PS3, they were just going to put them right on the game. So.
No, that was Microsoft. That was Capcom.
Capcom in general.
Yeah, that wasn't Microsoft. That was just Capcom being stupid.
That is a very good point that he made there. It does show that maybe, in a way, that they maybe prefer PlayStation over Capcom, or not Capcom, PlayStation over Microsoft. But
it wasn't that. It was
That is true, because Xbox isn't. I mean, excuse me, Microsoft is not a Japanese company, as opposed to Sony and Nintendo having huge pull in Japan.
Like, it's not just that. I think it's more like Capcom trying to nickel and dime its consumers. I like it, that whole Sony and Capcom having a bigger pull in Japan. That's probably had something to do with it, because Capcom has a huge presence in Japan. But, like, I think it was more Capcom trying to get as much money as it can from its consumer base.
I just had a semi-related question to ask. Is it okay if I ask it?
Go ahead.
Should Microsoft stop wasting their time on a next-gen Xbox besides the 720? After the 720, should they stop wasting their time with the 720 afterward, or whatever's going to come after that, and start working on other materials for things like PC gaming? Like, if they start thinking about like actual computers and parts, and maybe a different way of seeing video games, you see what I'm trying to say?
I get what you're trying to say, but like, you have to understand, Xbox and Microsoft, they're under the same label. But technically speaking, they're two completely different companies. Microsoft, the software corporation, doesn't get involved with Microsoft, the gaming corporation. They're under the same banner, but they're two completely different companies.
Basically, what you're trying to say is that Xbox is Microsoft's only, you know, or not only, but main revenue.
No. It's not
Well, it is. It is, in a way.
It's not Microsoft's main source of revenue. No. Like, Xbox is a huge source of revenue, but it's not its only source of revenue. Because Microsoft still sells Microsoft Office, it still sells like Windows, it still uses DX11. Every game that uses DX11 has to pay license fees.
Oh yeah, well that's a given. But I mean, if it uses DX11, that doesn't mean they get like $1 billion from every game that licenses.
Oh, they don't get $1 billion from every game that licenses, though. But if you have a game that they're paying like millions of dollars to make, and they include DX11. Microsoft's getting a cut of that millions of dollars they make. Microsoft's getting a percentage of that. And then
it's not a big percentage.
It may not seem like a lot, but when there are hundreds of games being released and all of them are using DX11, and even if some of them only make a couple thousand dollars, Microsoft's getting a cut of that. It all adds up.
See, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. Should Microsoft start working on things like that? You know, extra stuff.
I'm sorry, I just did not hear a thing you said, Chris. I'm watching Transformers Prime.
You know what, Neil? You can watch whatever you want.
Yeah, we don't care. We really don't care what you watch.
Me, Derek, and what happened to Derek?
Yeah, I don't know. I was gonna say, like, did
I
you like, go
noticed
out?
Katarina is gone, also.
Yeah, Katarina, she's busy.
Steven, I thought you said everybody was open today.
Derek, you there?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you accidentally dropped for a couple of seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, so, yeah.
With DX11, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. Should they focus on things like that more than...
No, they shouldn't focus on stuff like DX11. Like, I think it all depends on how well the next Xbox does. Because currently speaking, the next Xbox isn't looking too enticing. The next Xbox doesn't have all that many exclusives. You'll be paying for Xbox Live on the next Xbox. But when you look at the next PlayStation, you won't be paying for like their online services, at least their basic version.
Why are you bringing that up? That has nothing to do with the...
No, it does have stuff to do. Hold on, I'm building my case, Chris. Come on, man. Come on, buddy.
That still has nothing to do with the whole main point here.
No.
Wait. Now it hit me. Now hit me.
Now hit
You're talking about selling points.
Yeah, I'm talking about selling points.
If there's a good selling point, then that's going to make the Xbox 720 a higher value, which will mean that they could focus on the Xbox 720 more. Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Explain.
But the thing is, the Xbox 720 doesn't have that good of selling points. It still uses Xbox Live Gold, which you have to pay $5 for, and it's not worth it. If you compare Xbox Live Gold's $60 a year for you to use their services compared to PlayStation Network's free for you to use their basic services, and then $60 a year is for you to get deals, free games, cloud saving, that outclasses it. If you look at Wii U's, because the Wii U is going to have an online service, and that's going to be free basic. If you look at Steam, that's free and basic. Origin is free and basic. All you need is an internet connection. If you look at those, all of them are free, right? All of them use a normal monetary system. When you go on Wii U or you go on when you go on the Wii U store, it's going to use normal money. When you go on PlayStation Network store, it's going to use normal money. Steam uses normal money. Xbox.
The crappy Microsoft point.
Xbox uses Microsoft points. I shouldn't have to do math while I'm buying stuff.
Yeah, what the hell is Microsoft? $4.
This is $4. Here's $4, Microsoft. Thank you for my game. No, I should have to. Okay, let's see. This is 800 points, right?
And well, what's 800
points? 600
points. What is 600 points? I don't know these things.
Yeah. It's just tedious. It's just tedious.
See, Microsoft, they get some things right, but then there's like. Every now and then, there's just something that just doesn't, you know, doesn't make any sense.
All tiny pieces of crap that ball up to form one giant piece of crap that nobody wants.
That's why I own a PlayStation, not an Xbox.
Oh, don't get me started on Sony. Just whatever. Let's move on. Assassin's Creed 3. Have you guys seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Opinions.
I don't know. I haven't played any of the previous Assassin's Creed games, so I don't even know if it's worth me just trying to pick up on it.
I hope it doesn't become one of those games where it's so similar to the last one that it's like you can beat it so easily. Like, progressively, Assassin's Creed has become an easier game. And I say that because I played Assassin's Creed 2 before I played number 1, and I felt number 1 was way harder than number 2.
Number one was pretty hard.
Good
point.
And like, they're making it more user friendly. I have nothing against that, but they're making the gameplay way too easy. Like, you could be surrounded by 20, 30 people.
Oh yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, you come out halfway alive.
I think an option is a good idea. Do you want to play like a god and just run through everybody, or do you want to play like in a way where you have to try to kill people?
Like, for me personally, I've seen some of the gameplay videos for Assassin's Creed 3. I've been following it pretty closely. I don't want to put money down for a pre-order yet, but I've been following it pretty closely. I've been thinking about it. I've been, I've read the previews for it, and the previews seem to say that they've completely changed the game. It still feels like, you know, it still has that Assassin's Creed feel, but it's a completely different game compared to the other two. It's like, it's considered a reboot, pretty much. That's what it is. It's like a reboot of the entire series.
In a new era.
Yeah, it's pretty much.
Yeah.
Right. So is he actually descendant from them, or is he just some random dude who thought it'd be cool to go around assassinating them?
Well, it has to be a descendant of, what's-his-name, Altair, because if not, the whole Animus plot point, that was pretty irrelevant anyway, would be even more irrelevant and nonsensical.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's the descendant
yeah.
of him.
See, I don't keep up on Assassin's Creed lore, so...
Neither do I. Like, I barely played the first one, the second one, but...
I played all four games so far, and I don't follow the story at all. I just do the assassinations...
I'm always in for story. Like, if I play a game, I need to know what's going on.
No, I can play a game and just completely blank out on most of the story. Like, you know what I'm talking about, Chris. Like, when I'm talking about characters or stuff in game, like Borderlands, I use vague terms to describe them until you realize what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You say the one with the weird hat. He does the snipey. That's what it's called.
Yeah. And then you're like, oh, wait, boom, boom. I'm like, yeah, him.
Wow, Steven.
Yeah.
So generalistic. Is that even a word?
No, I don't know. It's a word now.
Okay.
Awesome. Webster, where you at?
I'm trying to get David back on here. All right. We're doing pretty good. We talked about the Wii U. We talked about next gen.
I like the Wii U in a way where they added, because I didn't get to say this earlier, in a way where they added a different play style. Instead of getting up and flopping around your like living room, you can. I mean, because I'm not all for like lazy gamers and all. I mean, because that's what the Wii's for. But I still would enjoy to sit down and hold like a controller and not have to really, you know, get up or do anything. I mean, yeah, sure, you can call me lazy, you can call me fat or whatever, but I don't care. But
that's not lazy. That's just wanting to be a gamer.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't mind standing up for like a dancing game. Like I'll dance for a dancing game, but I'm just saying, if I'm playing a game like COD, I don't want to have this like.
Yeah, there it is. See, I don't want to play Black Ops and be standing up pointing my Wii remote at the screen.
No, I don't want that. Some people, I know there are people out there that actually want that. There are people who wouldn't mind standing up to. Yeah.
Well, to give an example, I actually own Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare for my Wii, and it got to the point where I didn't want to stand anymore to. Because I had the Wii Zapper. You remember the Wii Zapper, that whole thing that you hold?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I had that, and I didn't feel like standing up anymore, so I would just put a couch, a chair in the middle of my living room and just sit on that. It got to that point where I would move chairs so I could sit down.
Ah, okay.
Just to back up my point.
Okay, the Wii's brought up somehow. I don't know how this lit my mind, but motion gaming. Like what do you guys' opinion on motion gaming? I've played
with
the PlayStation Move and with a Kinect before, and I don't get the point of it.
They beat it into the ground. It was more of a glad to make video games healthy for kids, but that didn't really go over too well.
Man, forget that Michelle Obama doctrine.
They would do what I did: move a chair in the middle of the living room and sit down.
Yeah. Because, like, when you don't want to be, like, they're like, if it's a dancing game, the first thing with motion game is precision. Motion, like, the technology for motion gaming isn't that accurate. Isn't that good. Like, the best motion gaming system out there right now is the PlayStation Move, and it's like Sony forgot about that. It's like Sony's like, oh.
Oh, yeah, that's nothing.
We spent a couple $1 million making this, but we forgot we made it, so let's not support it.
Yeah, let's not worry about that. We didn't.
PlayStation don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I felt like they both felt threatened.
They got money to waste.
Motion gaming.
Exactly, because the Wii led the way in motion gaming. They said, you know what? Let's do something. Let's make it unique. Motion gaming. Bam, done. The Wii came out, and then Xbox said, we have this thing that's sitting under our couch. Let's pull this out, and it was the Kinect, and then that was whole interesting. And then the PlayStation Move came along, which basically took what the Wii's concept and improved upon it. And the Wii just said, you know what, screw it, we give up. And then that's when they moved on to the Wii U.
Like, I don't think they just gave up when Sony came out with their own, like, motion.
Yeah, no.
I think the stuff like the Wii U's probably been in development for years.
No,
like,
they gave up when they got shut out of the competition, when they realized that people had better stuff than them.
No, I think like, Nintendo sort of gave up. Like, Nintendo stopped. Let's be honest here. Nintendo of America stopped releasing Wii games, decent Wii games, like 2 years ago, right? 2 years ago was around. I guess you could sort of claim that because 2 years ago was around the same time that not Wii U, like that, like the PlayStation Move and the Kinect came out. But that's also around the same time that the Wii U rumors came out. Like the Wii U rumors, we started hearing about Project Cafe, which was what the Wii U was called before it was called the Wii U. Like, we started hearing about that early, what, late 2010? Not late 2010, like mid-2010.
Yeah.
Mid to late 2010.
Oh, guys.
What is
it? What, Neil?
My Servine just evolved into Superior.
No one gives a crap.
Oh, that's nice.
Don't support Neil, man. Come on. We have this thing on this podcast where we don't support Neil. at all.
If it's something as random as that.
I mean, yeah, really, we don't support Neo, man.
Neo, I thought it was breaking news. Not you evolved your most precious Pokemon.
Yeah, man.
This is breaking news.
It's not breaking news. Oh, wow. Wow. You hear that, listener? Neo's crappy Pokemon evolved into a less crappy Pokemon. Good for him.
Neo?
At least I have a crappy Pokemon to evolve into a less crappy Pokemon.
Neo.
All I have to say is go throw your Master Ball at
him. They wouldn't give you one because you would abuse it.
Yeah, Neo, go waste your Master Balls.
Oh. Since we're on Pokemon, guys, I saw this great little picture this weekend that I'm going to send to you guys. It's a picture of a Pikachu, and he has a Game Boy in his hand, and on the cartridge, it says slavery, and it's got a black background.
Wow.
I think I know exactly what you're talking about.
Send it right now. Like, right now. Right this second. I want to see
this. Yeah, hold on. It's on Facebook. Derek's probably seen it.
That's freaking news.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's like Pikachu playing the game, some crap like that, and the card just,
He's seen it.
That was hilarious.
He's seen it. It was great. I'll send it to you. Hold on. After the podcast, I'll send it to you.
Do it right now. You're not going to remember.
I will. Just text me.
Just like that one link. Remember that?
What one link?
You know.
You can't even remember it, Chris.
No, I don't want to say it on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. I remember now.
Dude, you couldn't remember.
Oh, God, I just realized I was supposed to push our Twitter feed and all that good stuff at the beginning of the episode. I just remembered that crap.
I missed the beginning of the episode.
Yeah, I'll probably just put it at the beginning. I'll probably actually have to edit this episode. I'll probably just have to edit this episode out. Oh crap, Derek, man,
yeah.
I know. In terms of intelligence, right here on this playing field, there's you, then there's me, then there's Chris, then there's
here we
you.
Go.
Oh.
I thought you were gonna say a lot of dumb stuff and then say me.
No.
Then there's computer.
You want me to do?
Then there's my wallpaper.
Wow.
No. Hold on.
Do
then
that.
There's the video file.
Just put something in between
Neo.
Arduino's
not even online anymore.
Put
and then there's
Neo.
Neil
I don't want to be next to him.
Then there's Neo.
Nah, Neo. I wouldn't go that far. Anyways, as I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, Neo.
I don't feel like being put all next
right,
to
I got
him. Turned him to us because out of all of us, Derek has the highest IQ. What's your IQ, Derek?
High? I've never taken an official IQ test, but I'm pretty sure it's pretty high.
Yeah, my IQ is like 139, and you're way smarter than me, so you're probably...
Damn, boy! Smart.
Like, kind of lazy, let's put that out there.
Like, if Connor does end up being a descendant of Altair, I could probably go on a rant on how that's historically inaccurate.
Yeah.
Don't.
Like,
not yet.
The actual...
I mean, it's unlikely, but I don't want to say it's totally inaccurate.
What happened to IQs here? I mean, really.
Oh, yeah, we were on IQs. And it was, as I was saying before I got so rudely interrupted, right? You're like, my IQ is 139, and Derek's obviously leagues ahead. Derek is leagues ahead when it comes to intelligence. So Derek's probably legally a genius. Like, he probably meets the legal mark of that 150 IQ limit.
What's the average? What's like an average?
The average human IQ is like, what, Derek, 105?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably at like 110 or 120.
Gee, Steven, leave Derek's nuts a little dry. You don't got to ride him like that.
No, you know what, Neo?
Wow.
Really?
Neo, you're at like a 99.
Neo, you're going to talk about testicles, Neo. Really? Really?
No, I'm just saying, like, you're riding Derek.
Just to tell him how to vigorously scrub his testicles. Really, Neo?
No, you're riding them.
We're not scrubbing testicles here. This is not the locker room.
From the guy who, until 2 weeks ago had dirt and had little dirt, Neo. Not just little dirt. I'm talking about hard, and I'm not talking about sand. I'm talking about rocks and stones, Neo.
Yes, Steven, I have rocks.
And
you had rocks in your balls?
Yes, I just rocked that much.
No.
That's not good, Neo. That's probably not good for your sperm count either.
No.
I keep on losing my train of thought. Okay, anyways, as I was saying...
We're talking about IQ, right?
Yeah, we're talking about IQs, right? And, like, this is not going to apply to you, Chris, because you still got a year to go. But this applies to me, to Derek, to Neo. Well, I don't know about Neo. Neo is not exactly the person you expect to be successful. So.
What are you talking about? I'm gonna be really successful.
All right. So, which college are you guys going to? I know Derek. What's your GPA, Derek? Like a 4.1.
Weighted, it's a 4.26, and unweighted, it's a 3.71.
Yeah. So Derek
sometimes want to push you off a cliff.
Yeah, Derek being a genius and all. And him having a GPA should not be humanly possible at Paxson.
Weighted is without the extra crap, right?
No, weighted is with extra crap.
Okay.
Yep. So Derek having a GPA that makes all of us jealous should be able to get into any college he wants.
Oh, yeah, I can. Colleges are bashing my door.
Huh?
Colleges are literally bashing my door down.
Yeah.
I hate Derek. Have I told you that lately, Derek?
Yep.
Yeah.
Derek,
don't
you
make me really hate you, Derek. Like, don't do it.
Average intelligence and of average work ethic. So, what I'm saying, guys, is which colleges are you guys going to? I'm going
to
try
to ask you if you could smell that, but then I realized that it's just my dog at my house. I didn't know that. I totally blanked out. I thought I was, like, right next to you guys. Right. Anyway, go ahead, Steven.
Derek, which college are you going to go to?
One of my favorites, hometown, would be the University of Georgia, but I'm currently on football scholarship, offer list for Florida Atlantic University, but recently I just got my football information pushed out to Harvard, so I have plenty of options available right now.
Yep. Right now my options are limited because my GPA is right now, Derek.
Derek, you just.
Right now, hold on, Neil. Hold on. Let me finish talking. Anyways, as I was saying, right now my options are pretty much limited. I have to be in Florida because I need them scholarships, man. I need them scholarships, and Bright Futures would be a big help. So for me personally, it's probably going to be UNF because that's pretty close. Right now I'm working on some essays from to sign up for some scholarships there. I'm searching the web for scholarships that I could apply to. And my options are limited, so yeah. I'm taking the SAT this year. You taking the SAT, Neil?
Yes.
What about you, Derek?
Yeah, I'm taking it.
Yeah, Derek's probably going to ace it. I bet he's going to get like a 2200. I'm going to need at least a 1900 for him to have any chance of getting into a high college.
I took the ACT in seventh grade. I didn't finish, and I got a 21.
Nah. Sorry, that was something else.
Oh, what? Okay.
Neil, keep your personal problems to yourself.
I took the SAT in seventh grade. I finished, and I think I got, what, 1,200?
Nice.
Yeah, I didn't do too good. Like, I did okay for a seventh grader, though. I did really good.
I didn't take anything in seventh grade because I went to, like, a crappy public school.
I went to a public school, too. It's like you had to have a high GPA in, like, middle school. Then this Duke University program would contact you. Is that what happened to you?
I actually entered the Duke TIP program.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. And then you got to choose either to take the ACT or SAT or both. Yeah.
See, I didn't enter any of that stuff because in middle school I wasn't, you know, I wasn't the best of children.
Oh. So yeah, I'm thinking I might just spend spend the first 2 years of college at SCCJ. Because I know UNF has a transfer program with SCCJ. Like, if you have a GPA at FSCJ with a, I think, GPA of 3.2 or higher, and you graduate from your major, like, if you do the requisite classes, you can just switch over to UNF.
You serious?
Without too much trouble.
Nice.
So I might just do that, save myself some money in the long run. Might do that. I also reset my GPA because my GPA, again, it's a huge roadblock for me right now. Like, I might have to, like, be a monster on the SAT, which means I'm probably going to have to start studying some I'm probably going to have to start restudying some algebra. Probably going to have to actually start learning me some pre-calculus and some calculus so I can finish that up.
I've yet to take
school
seriously.
See, for me, the only thing bringing my... For me, the only thing bringing my GPA down would be my Latin class.
Ah.
And a bit of my AP. But that's it. So, My weighted GPA is probably a little bit less than my unweighted, depending on which college, like, depending on if the college wants to see what my Latin scores are. I mean, because I know some do, and I know, like, some don't. Like, I'm pretty sure FSCJ doesn't, but...
Oh, no, FSCJ is a community college. They accept anybody.
Yeah.
You're gonna literally like be a homeless man as long as you pay their fines. FFCJ doesn't care. You can go there.
Man.
I think Katarina had plans for FFCJ.
Oh yeah, but I don't know if I can just get straight into UNF, like no problems. If I do good and I actually manage to somehow get into
that'd
there,
be great.
Of course I'll go to UNF over SFG's FFCJ.
FFG, but
yeah, FFCJ. But if not, I'll have no problems dipping into FSCJ and then going on to UNF later on. Like, it won't change the fact. I can still major in pre-med. I'm probably going to have to check FSCJ and see if they have a pre-med program.
And by the way, for all you who do not know, FSCJ is the community college
in Jacksonville, Florida.
Jacksonville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you got to remember, it's not just us that are listening to each other.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, like, if I can, like, I've been searching online. If I get good recommendations from my teachers, and most of my teachers like me, most of my teachers really like me. If I can get a lot of good recommendations from my teachers, if I can get, if I get a high SAT, and I write a pretty good essay, which I'm good at, I have, like, at least, I have around 10, my chances of getting into UNF is around like 4 or 5% less than like everybody else. So,
Steven, if you want a good recommendation, go to Mr. Jones. He will say anything.
Of course, I'm gonna. Of course, I'm gonna.
No, because I asked him for a recommendation. He lied. He. Oh my God! You have.
Of course, Mr. Jones.
Say that
is
on
be,
the internet.
What?
God,
what?
You just ruined everyone's letter of recommendation from that man.
Oh, come on. Who is going, like, colleges are monitoring this? Like, Mr. Roland Jones has been writing shoddy recommendations.
And you say his whole name. Neil.
Oh.
Like, did you just go to Mr. Jones's class for that first couple of weeks just so you could get a recommendation?
No.
Like, you know what? You probably did. Not that excited, Neil.
I didn't even know I was going to need a recommendation until a week later.
You don't say, okay, I'm gonna sign up for Mr. Jones' class for 3 weeks, get my letter of recommendation, then get out of there before my GPA tanks. No, don't plan that plan ahead. You don't plan that far ahead.
No, Neil couldn't plan anything far ahead. He can't plan till like next week.
Yeah.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
You come every day, like, wondering what's going to go on.
Neil, right?
He probably didn't even know we were doing the podcast today.
I did.
Oh, okay. Whatever. Anyways.
Steve was like, Neil, draw whatever
okay,
you
guys.
Do.
Okay, guys. It's hard that time again. Online. That wonderful, joyous time again. You guys know what time it is?
What time
time
is
to talk
it?
About random crap?
Oh, yes. Yeah, the time to talk about. Okay, Derek. You see.
How did it read your mind?
You see, Derek. You may be new to this. Are you still here?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You may be new to this podcast, right, Derek? Are you going to be able to do next week first?
Homecoming week, football game.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be at that.
I'll reschedule this. I'll reschedule to Thursday. Can you do a Thursday?
Yep.
Maybe.
That depends what time I get home, but possibly.
All right. Then I'll try and see if you can do it then. But anyways, Derek, what happens is near the end of every episode of Wonderful Lunchtime Chat, what I do is I pitch a tiny little idea, right? A wonderful idea for us to become rich or successful or maybe just make our lives more interesting, right?
Like pirates.
Yep. And so it's reached that wonderful time again, guys. It reached that time, right? And so what I think we guys should do to become rich, of course, right?
Yeah.
Is become drug lords.
Yes.
I'd probably get like shot off for money or something like that.
Oh, what?
What are we talking about?
Drug lords.
What about them?
Oh, no, we're going to become them.
I'll be a working man. I'll be the field.
Oh, you'll be used, all right. You'll be used real good.
Well, you could. Oh, no. No, I already know where this is going, Steven. I already know where this
is
going.
The plan.
I don't like this.
Okay,
Steven.
Okay. Derek's around my intelligence level, right?
Steven, you're not stuffing me with drugs.
What? No!
I understand the plan now.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Derek, most of Steven's ideas involve killing us / eating us.
Nobody dies in this one.
I've already found out the plan in a matter of minutes.
Nobody dies in this one. You see, it's pretty ingenious, Derek. You see, me and Derek have relatively good understanding of chemistry, right? And that's pretty much all you need to mass produce drugs, right, Derek? You there?
Hello?
What did you
say? Oh, sorry, the call.
I went out for some reason. You were just about to say something, and then boom.
Yep. Okay.
Wait, what'd you say?
Hold on. Crap.
As I was saying.
Hold on. I'm not sure if this stopped recording. Okay, it's still recording.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm about to say. Oh my god. Oh my god. Anyways, as I was saying, right? All you need to do, right, to produce illegal substances, is to have a basic understanding of chemistry. Ain't that right, Derek?
Yes.
Yeah. Actually, yeah.
And me and Derek are really good at chemistry. Me and Derek are great at chemistry, right? So my plan is, of course.
Yeah, you and Derek have great chemistry.
That's pretty gay.
Okay. So my plan, of course, me and Derek, we're gonna be the brain man behind this because we're the smartest of us two of all our groups, right?
Us two,
dude. Yeah. I can get away with this scot free. My plan I just came up with was just beautiful.
Yeah, I'm the brain. Look, like here's how this is gonna work. Okay, I'm the big man. I'm the guy everybody sees as the leader, right? Derek is the brains, right? Neil and Chris are the drug mules.
Steven, This is not your worst idea ever.
Neil, you make the deal. I carry the gun. That sounds good, right?
No, you don't get to carry the gun. You're a skinny white guy. They would just grab it from you.
Yeah, no, they're not going to expect me to shoot them on the street.
Look, I like how you guys...
Watch the news. This happens every day.
I like how you guys just gave up and accepted my idea.
All we have to do is,
in the hypothetical situation, you are not getting the gun, Chris.
But we'll both get a gun. Steven, can you afford two guns?
No, you're not.
No, Chris, you would get your gun taken, and that would be the end.
But I'll get a gun for everybody to ask for one.
I promise you, with my plan, the four of us will make billions, maybe trillions of dollars.
You know, this is going on the internet, and it's talking about drug muling, and this is pretty much our plan, and you were getting mad about Mr. Jones.
That's worse on the internet. Yeah.
Like, this is us, man. You just sold us down the river.
But you know what, Neil?
I just realized I just realized when colleges look me up, they're probably going to listen to this.
Yeah, they will.
So great, not only did you talk about all of your college plans, you also talked about drug dealing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's not going to look good. No, get this. And Neil just gave away that Mr. Jones writes fake, you know.
Yeah, Neil. Just
They're
throwing people
exactly
under the bus.
Fake. I mean, I am pretty great, but Mr. Jones never seemed to believe it before.
No, I've been trying.
I feel like I don't think they're actually his opinions, but they're true.
They're fake. They're not his opinions or true.
Yeah.
No. I am pretty smart. I'm artistic.
You're not artistic.
Yes, I am.
Since when have you been artistic?
Neil.
What are you talking about, Chris? I have a sketchbook. Haven't you seen it? I'm in.
Yeah, and I have one too.
I'm in portfolio, Chris. You cannot talk.
Because you're one grade above me. That doesn't mean anything.
If you're not in at least DP2, do not.
I'm in DP2 right now. I am in DP2.
Neil, all that means is you got them extra art credits.
On that.
I'd be in portfolio too if I had two art credits, but guess what? I don't.
Exactly, Neil. Yeah. So quit showboating, because you're not.
I skipped draw paint one. You can't even talk.
How could you skip draw paint one? That's not even possible.
Because I'm a great artist and I went to look
him up. Mr. Jones's class, right? And you said. I said, hey, Neil, you're in jaw prank too, right? You're like, nope. I'm like, how is that? He's like, oh, because I went to the villa. And if you go to the villa, you automatically get one art credit.
Exactly. Cheating. You cheating son of a bitch.
Hey, man. Haters gonna hate.
I'm the most lyrically inclined in the group, so I'm fine.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you care to put that to a test, Derek?
You can't put yourself out there like that because, you know, that's just going to get eaten up and spit out it back at you.
Okay, guys. While we've been
Derek?
While we've been right.
It doesn't matter. I'm the greatest in the group. That's just it.
He just called himself the greatest.
Scoff at your proclamation.
All right, guys. While we've been talking, right?
I feel like we're all pointing guns at each other at this moment.
Okay, while we've...
Mexican scant standoff.
Think about something, right? I want to become a doctor in the future, right? And I've been thinking about which doctoral field will make me the most money, right? Now I've been thinking of plastic surgery, guys. So, of course, I'm going to need to practice, okay? I'm going
to
Wait. Are you going to combine the drug dealing and plastic surgery now?
I just might. That's a great idea, Chris. Maybe I'll do plastic surgery on your faces,
in,
right?
In any college, if this gets out.
See, I'm nothing. I'm not nothing.
Dude, put the drugs in the implants. They'll never know.
Yeah, they'll never know.
How are they going to know? They're going to fill you up. They're going to be, oh, those are your fake boobs. They're definitely not, you know, definitely not drugs.
Hey, the implants are liquid, right? You can fill that liquid whatever you want.
Exactly.
Actually, no, you can't.
But that's expensive.
You know what, Neil? You're a very closed-minded person.
That's why you won't ever be successful, Neil. You're so closed-minded, man.
But you can't put whatever you want in there because it has to look.
Think outside the box, buddy.
Think outside the pyramid.
Think outside the box, buddy.
Just use your brain a little bit.
That's fair.
Yeah.
It's life.
Fine. We're going to put Coke inside.
Hey, you're the one who got specific.
Save them trouble, like save these stars like Kesha Trouble. All I gotta do is like stab a metal spoon into their boob and get into
them. That's something legal like marijuana.
Yo. Who said anything about Coke? Me and David, we're a doctor.
We have
doctorals, right? In chemistry. We went to school for this, Neil. We actually have doctor degrees in chemistry. Ain't that right, Derek?
Exactly.
Right now?
Instead of making conventional stuff, we're going to make the high-grade stuff. In fact, we might just make some new stuff. We just invent some new stuff. They can't send us to jail
for my stuff, man.
Steven, you just go on. You make that yourself. Take credit for that while I go on to be president of the United States, making it legal. That way, it's all free.
It's all free.
So you're going to be the president of the United States that sells drugs?
No, I don't sell the drugs.
It doesn't sell anything.
I just make it legal to sell it.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So you really are the brains.
He is the brains. And I'm the head man. I'm the head man, right? And you and Neil are the drug mules.
We've got more use than that. You underestimate me, Steven.
Neil, use to me. What possible use could you be to me?
I'll count your money. That's what I'll do.
You'll cut my money? You know I have machines for that, right?
Oh.
They got machines that can do all that 100 times faster than you.
Next. Yeah, but I like looking at the money. It makes me feel like I own most of it.
No, but you don't, though. You're the drug mule. I pay that.
That's why I want to count
like a tenth of a tenth of a tenth of the percentage I make.
A tenth of a tenth? Isn't that like 100?
A hundredth, yeah. Actually, it's a tenth of a tenth.
That is a tenth of a tenth. It's not a one-tenth of a tenth.
Yeah.
That's like nothing. Well, actually, you know what?
No. I'm obviously raking in billions of dollars, right? You're getting a couple thousand.
Actually, that's like 100. That's like, is that like 10,000? Wait. If you're making like, let's say you make $1 billion and a hundredth of it, that's like a million, right? No. That's 100,000. That's 100,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's decent money.
Yeah, that's not too. Actually, you know what? That's not too bad.
Yeah. See. All right, it's settled then.
You guys are thinking way too hard about this.
Did you just say a tenth of a tenth?
Neil, you know, this is why we don't like to pitch our ideas to you, Neil. You're just
actually
Uber.
The tenth of that billion would actually be 10 million.
Yeah.
Oh, dang. See, my math isn't that great.
Yeah.
That's why you're the brains and I'm not.
Yeah.
1 second, you guys. The brains has to be out.
All right.
Okay.
Now you're going to get a big head.
The brains has to pee.
No, yeah, the brains has to pee. Okay, guys. So, while he's gone, let's talk.
Wait. Now we got to think of cool names for each other.
Oh, we're going to have a couple of nicknames?
We have to.
Yeah. I'll be Josef the Dark.
Whole Seth the Dark.
Like a quick name. Like a name that's not going to sound so creepy and like.
What do you mean? Not going to. This is a great name.
Like
Whole Seth the Dark. You sound like.
Like Shank. If you called yourself Shank, that'd be cool.
Basement trying to.
That's a stupid name. I'm not going to call myself Shank. I want to be Whole Self the Dark. Yeah. Whole Seth.
So what are we going to call you like if we needed to call you like
I'll be Boss Whole Seth. That's what you're going to call me.
I'll just say the boss. I'll just say the boss.
Yeah, you can call me the boss. But in front of company, you're going to call me Whole Seth the Dark.
Okay.
Yeah.
Whole Seth. I say Whole Seth.
What are we going to call Neil?
We're going to call Neil the Idiot. We're going to legally change his name to Neil the Idiot. That's going to be great.
No, it's not. That's not going to happen.
Do you want your $10 million or not?
Yeah, man. You get $10 million. All you got to do is legally change your name and be a drug mule.
You said, like, all I got to do. Like, you know, all you got to do is cut off your finger.
Yeah. Oh, don't forget, you will have to cut off your limbs, though. That's a thing. You got to prove you're loyal to me.
I'll cut off, like, my left middle finger so I can never get married. That's pretty legit, right?
Yeah, that's pretty legit.
How about I prove my loyalty to you by cutting off someone else's finger?
Nope, no, you got to cut off your own. Got to cut off.
Can I sew it back on afterwards or what?
Oh, yeah, you can do whatever you want with it once you cut it off. I'm not going to give you health care. I don't know how you're going to pay for that, but whatever.
Well,
I don't understand why people just don't sew their fingers back on if they get cut off in movies.
Because it's a movie.
Yeah, it's a movie. They're not going to think about sewing the finger back on.
That's my first thought if I lose a finger. Find it and sew it back on.
Wait, all right, guys. Where was that picture taken?
What picture?
The one that I keep looking at.
The one of me?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
looks like a party.
Yeah, it's a party.
Where?
What do you mean where? At a convention hall.
At a where?
At a convention hall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Neo, you look like you're trying to be an FBI agent, but you're really not.
Where?
Oh, in his picture. Listeners, in case you didn't know.
Oh, my picture.
Imagine a man close to midnight colored, African-American male, 5'10", just about as dark as midnight, with shades.
No, wait, mind you, this picture was probably taken right in front of his own house, because you can see a tree and a other house in the background.
Yes.
It was not taken in front of my house.
Where was it taken? In a neighborhood, most likely.
Someone else's house, I don't know.
It's in a neighborhood.
Yeah, it's in a neighborhood. Now imagine a gentleman just a couple shades from midnight dark with glasses that are lighter than his skin tone and a top hat that contends with his skin tone in terms of darkness, right? In a buckle down suit, right? He has those straps that farmers have. What are those straps
called? Suspenders, genius.
Suspenders, yeah. He has on suspenders, right? He has on a tie. Like, it completely clashes in every way.
And mind you, it is the daytime, and the sun is reflecting off his entire body.
And he's only just a bit lighter than the dark. Imagine the darkest, blackest shades you can find. Imagine just abysmally black. Imagine no light can escape black. And this gentleman is only a couple of shades lighter than that. And that's Neil.
Actually, blacker than him.
I'm not sure if that's an insult or a compliment.
No,
Steven,
Neil,
you're a little bit blacker than he is.
Huh?
Steven, I am not nearly as dark as you. Let's get that out of the way right now.
Yeah, I'm like the midnight sun.
No, there's darker than you, too. Steven, there's darker than you. I've seen some pretty dark people.
Oh, yeah, I've seen some actual, like, Nigerian black-looking bros, man. You ain't seen dark until you see Nigerian black.
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. Like, you know Mr. J?
Yep.
He's dark. He's real dark.
Yeah.
He's not Nigerian. I think he's
Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones is close up there when it comes to that. Oh, okay, guys.
Wait, why are we talking about skin color?
I don't know. Anyway, this podcast is just starting to ramble.
It doesn't matter. We all bleed red.
Yeah. Like, this podcast is about to start to ramble on far more than I want to. Let's let Derek come back in here, because I don't know if he wants to push his stuff or not. Once he comes back in here.
We're done?
You're back, Derek?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we're just waiting for you.
Is that it?
Yeah, today's a short episode.
I could talk forever.
You got more stuff to talk about, son?
if you had something to talk about. Oh, wait, I had something. I couldn't think of it. Oh, wait, no, no. Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay, what if we were all philosophers?
Go
I would
on.
Destroy everyone's mind.
I technically
mind.
Already am a philosopher.
That's
no,
a,
you're not.
Don't lie.
I'm not lying.
You're lying, Neil.
I'm not lying.
You're a dirty liar.
How would we preach our word?
Okay, dude. Derek, please explain to them what it means when I say I'm a philosopher.
He's trying to say he's lyrically inclined.
And that's a bigger lie. That's a
Derek, bigger please thing. Explain to them that I am rather life. Good when it comes to this sort of thing.
I'm better.
He is better, yo.
Derek, you don't want to challenge me.
You need to stop mumbling. All right, guys.
All right, Derek, I got you on Monday. Derek,
you got stuff to push?
Yes, I have.
Go ahead, Neil.
All right, you guys heard of that game, Catherine?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, if you all heard of it, it's kind of about this guy named Vincent. He's got this girlfriend named Catherine. It's spelled
heard
with.
Heard of it.
Basically, he's weird as hell. He has dreams, and he's wearing horns, and there's
and
a sexy girl in the cup.
Puzzles.
Yes, but both of the girls are named Catherine. One is spelled with a K, the other with a C.
We know it, Neil. What about
I
it?
I don't know it.
We're pushing.
I'm just saying, like, the like most of the
it's
endings
just
suck.
A game that nobody liked because
there
was,
are, like,
a
two
puzzles?
Good ones.
Look, Neil, you look.
Piss their pants.
Just, oh, God, Neil. You know what? Neil, you're out of this. You know what? You don't get a chance to push your stuff anymore. When I say push, I mean like a Twitter account or like a.
Right. Oh, why did you say so? Okay.
That's what push.
Okay, fine. SpokenWordsmith@tumblr.com.
All right, you, Derek.
We got youtube.com/tricksthebest. That's TR1X the best, and. I want to push an idea, and that's that Malibu doesn't exist. I'm not going to tell you why. Just leave it at that.
Wait, what?
Malibu, California does not exist. I'm leaving it.
I believe you already.
Okay.
I'm just going to, as far as this.
I'm going to accept that.
I'll accept that because I like to follow the group.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm accepting it, but I'm just going to pretend.
Yeah,
no,
it
is.
Okay.
Why did we disbelieve him?
Okay, and finally, there's me. You can follow this podcast.
Steven, did you make that YouTube channel yet?
Yes, I did, but it's still under construction.
Under construction? What the hell does that mean?
That means I'm not done designing the background for it yet. That's what it means. Be
you
quiet,
don't need a background.
I do need a background. How are people going to know it's Let's Play with NJ if I don't have a giant banner in the background that says, Let's Play with NJ?
Because
no.
People watch these kind of things for the sake of the background.
Yep,
exactly.
That's exactly what they
help.
Do. Anyways, as I was saying, you can follow me on YouTube. You can follow the podcast. We actually have a Twitter. If we get enough followers, I'm going to start asking questions.
Wait, Neil.
Sort of,
we're not Neil. Why'd I say Neil? I don't need to talk to Neil.
I'm going
to
start asking questions.
Well,
sort of
either,
oh, my goodness. Really? Really? Be quiet, all of you. Now.
Hey, Steven. Steven.
What?
Is it possible that you can put these podcasts on YouTube?
Yeah.
So why don't you do that?
Exactly.
Okay, fine. I'll do that, too. Hold on. Let me finish.
You can make that a separate playlist on your Let's Play with NJ channel.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Whatever. Okay, guys,
hey,
you can
hey,
follow...
Hey, it was oh, a my... good thought. It was a good
it
thought.
It is a good thought, Chris. Let me finish pushing my stuff. Let me finish pushing my stuff, Chris.
Okay, push out. You know, squeeze.
Yeah, let me squeeze up. All right. Okay, anyways, you can follow the... You can actually follow the podcast at Lunchtime Chap. You can follow me personally at NJKing25. That's lowercase N as in Nancy, J as in Jake, King25. I'm making a YouTube channel called Let's Play with NJ. You can do that. I play PC games. You can watch me play Dishonored or play some Borderlands with Chris and Derek.
Well, Derek, you got Borderlands?
I think I'm going to get Borderlands for Xbox just for the sake of achievement.
Hey, Derek, don't worry. I'll give you a copy of Borderlands 2 on Monday, all right?
What? Where's my copy of Borderlands?
Can your PC handle Borderlands?
Steven, you never give me anything. Like you still have yet to give me the software.
You didn't give me my $5. You didn't give me my $5.
Why are you saying that I would give you the other $5 when I saw the software?
I said you get the software when I got the rest of my money.
Neil, he's offering you almost a lifetime of games, including Borderlands 2, for $5.
It's not
$5, man.
What is your problem, Neil? What's can't just give him $5? Are you that poor?
That poor, Neil.
Chris, I'm going to come to your house tonight, and I'm going to do horrible things to you while you sleep.
Is that a threat, Neil? Is that a threat?
No, that's a statement.
You know Duval County school policies towards threat, Neil. You know
sounds
how they
like a challenge.
That.
How do you know I'm in Duval County right now?
Neil, we have a club for that. It's called GSA.
Oh, Gay Straight Alliance. Okay, guys.
You are
Thanks,
they don't like me, Derek. I can't go.
All right, guys. You guys are going to have to say bye to the listeners now, all right?
Bye, listener.
Bye, listener.
Doesn't mean listener.
Yeah, listener. Yeah.
Bye, one creepy guy that watches it.
Okay, don't insult the listener, okay?
Don't insult the listener.
Steven, what are you talking about? Remember the last time when Steven just went ham on the listeners?
Hey, that was listeners. That was back when we had more than one person listening to the podcast.
You mean like three people?
That was back when we had actual 5 people listening to the podcast, right?
Oh, a great increase of 2 people.
Yeah, 5 people, man. A whole 5% personality is...
All right. Percent?
It's the 500. Listeners, thank you for listening to another episode of Lunchtime Chat. Sorry. Sorry I couldn't record an episode last week. I was tired. I had tests.
No. Okay, get this. He didn't want to put anything out because we were all too busy playing video games. We couldn't talk about video games because we were playing video games.
Oxymoron if there ever was one.
Yep. So anyways, listeners, thanks for listening in. We record usually on Wednesdays, Thursdays, or Fridays. So be on the lookout. Sorry we don't have a specific date, but we're in high school. We each have different after-school schedules. We're busy, and we're just doing this for some fun. Katarina couldn't be on here today. Her mom was nagging her to do her homework or something like that. So, sadly, she couldn't be on. We got Derek on, and hopefully he can be on from now. And now all we got to do is get freaking David on. But you know what? Screw that. I might just say screw David.
Why screw David?
So we screw
David. David is different from you and I. Steven, David has a life.
Yeah.
Wait, did you just say I had no life? David. I will destroy you.
Chance.
Okay, listeners, see you next episode.